listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as it pertains to music. Today's topic is group songwriting. So a little bit of background on this. Over the last year, I've been blessed to make a positive impact in many people's lives through music. Most of my time has been spent in day programs with adults who have developmental disabilities. Other places and industries I've spent time with are in people's homes for one-on-one lessons, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, especially Alzheimer's and dementia care units, Trenton Area Soup Kitchen, the Home Front in the Lawrence Community Center, Woman Space, which is a safe house for women who have experienced domestic abuse and violence, New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired in a summer camp, post-acute care rehabilitation centers, and what the focus is on for this particular episode, drug and alcohol addiction treatment and recovery centers. This may be the one that is most fulfilling to my soul, as I see people in what could be regarded as their worst. I've also seen people at their best. Seeing the actual growth from awful to awesome week after week is inspiring, to say the least. I do believe I've seen miracles as well. A man telling me that I'm one of the people who has saved his life. Mind you, I'm only there once a week for 45 minutes at a time. To hear that made me cry. It was just unbelievable. The impact, to think that I'm having on his life, and I'm there very seldomly, comparatively to everybody else who's in this life on a daily basis. So the same person is forever thankful and grateful to have met me. He had no idea he could sing until the process of recording an original song the group wrote as well. I've seen other people's confidences soar through the roof. This has come from continual encouragement to step outside of their comfort zone in writing a song, and then maybe discover something about themselves they never thought they could do. So what else can they do in their life that they either doubted or never gave a chance? This is kind of what we're kind of opening up here and letting people experience. During every session, we really dig in deep with rhymes, phrases, and how to put lyrics and words into a musical melody to form a song. Being with these people has given me a deeper sense of myself and the habits, thoughts, and tendencies I even have. They're helping me learn more about myself in the process, and I bet they have no idea. That's truly a gift, to go in with the intention of helping other people, and you end up getting help yourself. First, full circle of awesomeness. Not only are we in one place in Ewing, we are now in another facility in Eatontown, and there's a good chance in the next month or so we will be in a third in Monmouth Junction, New Brunswick, or Princeton, and this location is to be determined at the moment. As you can tell, I'm very excited to be in this line of work, and for many years, didn't even give a second thought to reaching out to places in this realm to provide my services as a musician. I'm so glad I did. At the risk of giving away my process of group songwriting with those in drug and alcohol counseling centers, here's a little step-by-step guide that I use in preparation for leading a group. And again, this definitely moves and changes, and I tweak it quite a bit to fit the needs of the group and the needs of the song that we're currently working on. But as a general guideline, this is what I use. Number one, make sure you have a whiteboard or something to write the ideas down in a big way so everybody can see the ideas from their seat. Number two, start off the first session by asking the group what topic they would like to write about. No topic is a bad topic. It can be about anything. We've written about addiction and recovery. We've written about making the best of a particular moment in time. We've written about people who are in your life that you're super thankful for. And right now we're in the process of working on a song about paradoxes, black and white, night and day, that kind of thing. So anything goes. And then number three, move on to brainstorming ideas as a group about said topic, writing them down on the whiteboard. Number four, find rhymes as well as rhyme schemes like internal, external rhymes, or words that don't necessarily rhyme but
how you say them rhyme, forced rhymes, or natural rhymes. Number 5, explain the structure of a song for the group. To keep it simple, work within a pop structure like intro, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, acronym of IVC, VCBC, or even simpler, VCVC, which is verse, chorus, verse, chorus. This is generally what happens in pop music. Talk about other parts of songs like a pre-chorus or post-chorus. It's the same thing as the intro in most cases, at least the post-chorus is, and what they mean. Speak about how the bridge sometimes takes the song into another dimension, change of chords or mood. Number 6, start piecing lyrics together that make sense in a sentence or string of sentences to form a verse. While this is happening, have an instrument ready like a guitar or piano to start working on a chord progression for capturing the words into a song. Number 7, play simple chords, a major key first for the group, A to G. If no one likes these chords, then go to minor key, A minor to G minor. If no one picks a chord as a starting point yet, start with 7th chords, A7 to G7. By now, the group should have liked something. If not, pick a chord to start with on your own, as the group has now been given 21 choices. Number 8, play a few different chords in order to see what progression the group likes. This part will serve as the verses of the song, at least 2 verses, if not more. For example, if they pick C major as the chord to start off with, you can play C, A minor, F, and G together, C, F, and G together, C, D minor, F, and G together, C, G, A minor, F, C, F, A minor, G. All these different variations. The group should be able to pick a progression to go with. Number 9, ask the group whether they want the song to be slow, mid-tempo, or fast. Number 10, play for 4 to 8 measures of the chosen chord progression and speed of song. Number 11, do the same process with the chorus, bridge, or any other parts of the song the group would like to add in. Now, there's an asterisk here. While number 7 to 11 are happening, encourage the group to think of a melody, a musical tone, to the words and lyrics we're in the process of writing. I found this to be a great way to have the group multitask and use different parts of their brains in the songwriting process. Second side note, if after every session, record whatever part of the song was completed, or the duration of the song at that point, using a phone. Take a picture of the whiteboard as well for the next time the group works on the song. This is so we don't forget anything and that we kind of can refresh everybody's memory when we get together for the next session. Number 12, continue writing the song for as long as it takes. On average, it has taken between 6 to 8 weeks to completely finish the song, from brainstorming to writing lyrics, music, and practicing the song a few times through before recording. As I have been running sessions at one drug and alcohol counseling center for 7 months, and we have 45-minute sessions once a week. It's pretty amazing. Number 13, once the song is finished, assign parts of the song for people in the group to sing. This is more of an encouragement rather than assignment. I like to break it up by one person singing the first verse, a different person singing the second verse, the whole group singing the chorus together as a group chant, and the 2 people who sang in the verse sing a duet in the bridge, if there is one. For maximum continuity and engagement in every part of the process, this has worked well in the past and currently. Whew, that's a lot, isn't it? And, you know, as I'm sure you know, this isn't everything. There are more nuances and intricacies to leading sessions. Sometimes the group goes off on a tangent and I have to reel them back into the goal or focus of the session. Sometimes the group is on a roll and we end up working on many of these steps out without even forcing the issue or talking about it before we do it. It just happens. And that's when some of the most beautiful stuff happens anyway in life, right? When it just happens and you didn't plan for it. We need to be more open to change and rolling with the punches or going with the flow. The second we start to fight it, our energy is being misused, in my opinion. And that's it for today, guys. I hope you got something out of this and were inspired or encouraged to maybe do some songwriting of your own and get together with some friends or even strangers and try some of this process out. It's a lot of fun. You might discover some new things about yourself, discover some things about people that you thought you knew, and you end up finding out that they have a skill or a talent that they didn't even know they had. It's just amazing what kind of doors can open by doing this. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Wanna say like I love you more with every day, and I'd always be up for getting down. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no, I would never. take you for granted, and now I knew we would be good together forever somehow. If you could just ever leave him, just leave him. Every time you look at me, time just stops in my heartbeats, and I think to myself, how could I be so lucky? Time we fall asleep in each other's arms, and I would dream if heaven was this, there's no place I'd rather be. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. If you could just ever just leave here. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. If you could just ever leave him.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as it pertains to music. Today's topic is about giving and sharing credit. And no, I'm not talking about your credit card. As Harriet Tubman so eloquently said, it is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. What a beautiful, true, and powerful statement that is. It's easy to want to take all the credit for a job well done. Who wouldn't, right? Even though the workload might have been shared by three people, the workforce and society has created this unbelievably competitive environment where the pressures and stressors of finding the most time-efficient, cost-effective way of doing something is treasured and highly valued. I would argue that it is most valued in many cases. Now, it's one thing to tackle whatever task is in front of you for the right reasons, like finding a cure for cancer because it will inevitably save billions of lives over time. It's quite another thing to do it because you want to get famous or be the one who quote-unquote discovers something just for the sake of being the first one. Plus, it just rubs people the wrong way if you take all the credit, and that wasn't really the case as far as it being truthful goes. It almost seems as like you're in it for a quick buck or for 15 minutes of fame. And is it really worth ending a friendship or multiple friendships over? And the energy spent on taking all the credit when it isn't really valid and warranted could be better spent elsewhere, inspiring people and finding solutions for other problems or working on other creative projects. So it's just kind of like wasted energy as far as I'm concerned. What's hardest about credit is displaying humility and sincerely congratulating or wishing someone well on what they've accomplished without feeling any jealousy or envy. The easy part about credit is attempting to take it all for yourself, even if it was a team effort or achieved by more than one person. Who wouldn't want to be the first one to discover the cure for cancer? I know I would. That's amazing. It's a monumental breakthrough and something that happens once in a lifetime, but not something I have my sights on to do in life. And I would never think of taking credit for solving this issue if I wasn't a part of it at all. I hope this makes sense and resonates a little with you. Now let's apply this same logic about giving and sharing credit to music. An easy example is that of a band. For argument's sake, let's say the band has four people in it. Everyone does their thing, or plays their part, if you will. A drummer plays the drums and writes the parts he plays. The bassist does the same on his instrument, the guitarist on his, and the singer on his voice. So if the band is made up of four people, and they are all contributing and using their time, talent, and energy to create each song together as a unit, and even having their different job tasks as far as who's going to take care of the booking, who's going to take care of the merchandise, who's going to take care of social media, all that other stuff is also important to a band too. And if everybody's really pulling their own weight, everyone should get an equal piece of the pie, so to speak, right? This is in relation to writer share of a song as well. Well, it's not always so clear cut like that. I've heard horror stories of a four-piece band with the lead singer, who also happens to write most or all the lyrics and sings the songs, takes 100% of the credit on paper and pays the rest of the band like they were a bunch of quote-unquote for hire musicians. This makes a clear disconnect of the band idea. I wouldn't feel as if I was truly in a band if one person took all the credit and everyone else was considered the backing band or something of that nature. I wouldn't feel as if I was part of it. I'd feel as I was being used for someone else's benefit. Luckily, there is the opposite side of the coin, where a band like Matchbox 20, and we all know the lead singer in Matchbox 20 is Rob Thomas, he writes a lot of the main lyrics and music for the songs, but has everything split 25, 25, 25, 25. So everybody gets a quarter of every song, even though he's the one who writes the main parts of it. Rob doesn't have to do that at all, but he does. Why? It keeps everyone happy. There's no room for animosity or feeling like you're being used if everything is split evenly. Plus, it's more fun to say you created something together with other people than it is by yourself. It just is. The teamwork, the camaraderie, the brotherhood you have, the creative process, collaborating with other people, it is really enjoyable. At least I think so. It shows humility while exuding confidence at the same time. It shows everyone, including your bandmates, that you are working on something that is bigger than yourself. That's an amazing feeling and a worthwhile mission for anyone, in business anyway, to do something bigger than yourself for the cause or mission and not to feed your own ego. That's where it's at. That's the good stuff in life. Long story short is that we should all be giving each other more credit and praise. Who cares who gets the credit? Instead, what do the majority of us hear or get? We get talked down to, condescension, scapegoated or belittled, not taken seriously. These are things I hope I never fall victim to on either side, the one doing the condescending or the one receiving the condescension. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about how can we make this song the best it can be by accepting and being open to ideas, change, and checking your ego at the door. Or how can I become the best doctor in this specific field by allowing others to help you, be there for you, and even guide you in taking the necessary steps to get to where you want to be and helping people for the right reasons. I can go on and on with other examples, but I think you get the point. The second you start taking credit for something you didn't do at all, or you didn't do entirely by yourself, you defeat the purpose of what the initial intention in getting whatever project you're working on completed. It's almost as if the work is being done in vain, because it's for the wrong reasons. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day and an awesome week. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there, even if you can't think that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. fill all your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. That's what friends are for, life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say, you tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. I care enough about to let you in. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. 'Cause that's what friends are.